Why don't we get started? If we could have just everybody say their name and what organization or representation they are.
Mike Goodwin, I'm the governor appointee as development representative.
Mark Wyatt, Texas Department of Agriculture.
All right, and then Ashley Schweikart and Elizabeth Yevich are here from the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs. Thanks for calling in on this last call, guys, last call. So basically what I have been doing for this group is making sure that all of the recommendations that you all have been working on over these calls are, getting revised and, new things added, something's taken away based on your feedback. So in terms of the old business that we have, there are two components of the old business. The first is the revised Chapter 8, which is the housing recommendations, and that chapter, basically, we've been continuing to receive feedback, received a lot of feedback 2 weeks ago during this call, and that has been incorporated. Additionally, there was feedback last call on Chapter 1, specifically in the fact that the way that Chapter 1 had been set up was that each of the 2010-2011 plan recommendations were specified in Chapter 1, and then the progress that's been made on that particular recommendation was also spelled out. And the feedback that I received from the committee was that we needed to have some type of follow-up component to say that the council recognizes that this is still an important recommendation and would like to further it. Also, things like this recommendation has been partially completed, but we have a follow-up step, or we like this recommendation and we've created a new one along the same lines in our recommendations chapter. So that's the way that I added to Chapter 1, was to say, here's also a follow-up paragraph to say, to show where we're going.
I think you did a good job on Chapter 1. I don't think there should be any problems with it.
Okay, thank you so much. Mark, did you have
any? No, I read it. I didn't have any comments. Look good.
Okay, great. Well, then I guess that leaves the obvious Chapter 8 then, which actually I should explain that I've actually pulled all of the chapters of the plan together into one document now, and because of some rearranging of some chapters, it's technically going to be Chapter 7, but I had posted this agenda before I had done that rearranging, just so you guys know. But obviously I would still like your feedback on the chapter. We basically, just to make sure we pick up where we left off last time, there were some changes to the language of the recommendations to make sure that we had two separate legislative funding recommendations, one that dealt with funding appropriated to development subsidies, and one that was specific to rental subsidies. So I included both of those components there as recommendations 1 and 2. There was also comments made at the last call to have references to supportive housing be changed to service-enriched housing, given that we did, as a council, adopt by rule a definition of service-enriched housing, and that the council would like to see that incorporated into our policy documents. So that's recommendation number 3. And then I'm trying to think of what we had for other, let's see. Oh, I made some adjustments to recommendation number 5 based on feedback that I received from Mike, just to make sure we were qualifying our recommendation. And on recommendation number, let's see, make sure I got them all. Oh, yes. And then there was the decision to include the multifamily bond recommendation and the CDBG funding recommendation again this time. So these were two that were in the 2010-2011 plan that we're now rolling over to the 2012-2013 plan. So those two were added as recommendations number 9 and 10.
Hey, Ashley?
Yes.
This is Mark. I talked to the officials of TDA based on my my position and all about number 10 and the language, and there was a couple things they wanted to tweak on that, and one is the in SB 1 there was the creation of a new by the legislature of a new advisory council,
okay.
And that's going to have a significant input in decision making.
You know the name of the council?
Yeah, I'm going to send that to you.
Okay, great.
And I'm going to work on some language because they want to kind of look at it first. But it's called the Texas Rural Health and Economic Development Advisory Council. And it was created as part of the transfer from the abolishment of TDRA and transfer to TDA.
Okay.
And what they're going to do is they're going to make policy recommendations on the CDBG prioritization.
Okay.
Similar to some of these other groups that around that advise on agencies' use of federal funds. And the other thing is they wanted to include some reference to the reduced funding trend that we've been unfortunately having to deal with, and that's put some pressure on expanding. We've actually cut back on some of the innovative stuff and kind of gone to the core basic stuff. So that was their two comments. So I'm going to see if I can work up something here in the next day or two and fire that over to you for your review.
That would be great, Mark. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So just wanted to point that out. And I looked through the rest of it. I didn't want to just jump to the very end, but that was really the only comment I had on the new chapter. I guess it's 7 now.
Yes, 7 now.
Yeah. I've got one question on recommendation 8. That section that's on page 6,
yes.
And it's the middle paragraph about the compliance staff monitoring.
Yes.
Am I the only one that reads in the potential that you're talking about? If we have a resident seeks a referral, the appropriate handling goes... The monitoring of appropriate handling goes how far?
The monitoring of a referral from...
Yeah, it says TDHC compliance staff could measure adherence to the MOU by mounting monitoring for the existence of up-to-date comprehensive referral procedures and communication plan and for records showing that referrals requested by tenants were appropriately handled. According
okay.
to the MOU. Now,
okay.
the answer is that you can't go any further than the staff of the property making a phone call.
Right.
Because whether it's handled by the service agency or not is really not subject to regulation by TDACA.
Okay.
They're being part of this MOU is a totally voluntary gift, if you will, because there's no, you know, there's nothing tying them to the tax credits or consequences of Allure.
So I think I get what you're saying, that the record of referral would be that the phone call was placed or the email was sent.
Just the fact that there is a record that if a resident asks for a referral, that they got the referral. But you can't go any further than that because what happens once it leaves the bounds of the property, THC really doesn't have any ability to take action or to monitor or anything else.
Sure.
And so I don't want your folks thinking, well, now I got to go call the service agency and see what they did.
Right.
Yada, yada.
I see what you're saying. So I'm thinking that maybe we changed that language there to eliminate the last part of that sentence, and we could say records showing referrals requested by tenants were conducted.
Yeah, were appropriately made.
Yeah, okay.
As opposed to handled.
Okay.
I think handled is the only, because once it's just that the referrals were
made. You can even say to the appropriate agency or whatever you want to put in there. But the handled sort of sounds like, you know, okay, now we got to take it to conclusion. And really all you can do is make sure that the person got sent to the right office or, the calls were made.
Sure. Yeah. No, I totally understand what you're saying. I'll make that change to that language there. Okay, great. So we've looked at 8 and 10. Were there any changes to any other language?
No, I thought you did a great job on 9. I mean, that's what we've been doing in this other thing every month. So.
Okay. Well, if there are no other changes to that chapter, then kind of the last thing that I was going to bring to everyone was the chapter on the CMS grant and Section 811. And I know that the agenda calls it Chapter 6, but the way that I've restructured the plan is to have that actually come at the end of the plan to say, this is kind of a next step. This is a progress forward. We're still working on it because obviously we haven't received the NOFA from HUD, but this is kind of this is us launching this partnership between TDHCA and DADS to do this program that is reflective of the purpose and mission of the council. So that I wanted to bring it to you guys to say, you know, here's the way that I laid out this chapter, which is basically we start out with the Melville Act that was the catalyst for this whole thing. And given the Melville Act, the new approach to Section 811 that is going to be, that has been laid out, and then the CMS Real Choice Systems Change Grant that occurred because of this new Section 811 approach, and then how the TDHCA DADS partnership is preparing for new Section 811 funds, and also how we are trying to expand the infrastructure in place for persons with disabilities to receive affordable housing and community-based supportive services. So that's the way that everything is flows so far. Are there any questions or tweaks to that draft chapter?
No, I thought you did a good job on it.
Me too. I thought it was very good, Ashley.
Oh, very good. Thanks, guys.
I was, it was kind of like, wow, that's a pretty exciting project you're working on.
It is. It's very exciting, and we have this 811 team that Mike has been on and Gene has been on that they've, really discussed and hashed out a lot of the issues that we're going to be facing when we implement this program. But really, we're kind of in a holding pattern at this point, which is unfortunate for, in terms of being able to add anything to the plan, but it's just the case that we have no NOFA. And even if we got the NOFA tomorrow, it would be 60 days before we submitted anything to HUD.
Yeah. Well, it's coming out in December.
Okay.
I just don't know what year.
I'm going to hold you to that. So, thank you, Mark, for your enthusiasm. We appreciate it. Ashley and Kate Moore have really worked hard on this, as I'm sure Mike can attest, but we certainly appreciate all of Mike's hard work being on the 811 team as well.
Yes.
No, I agree. It's an exciting project. The downer is, and in reality, the longer that NOFA hangs out there, the better we can refine where we are and get a better handle on where we are.
Absolutely.
And the advantage to the state in getting the funding from the NOFA just goes up and up and up.
Yeah.
The other side of the down point is some, people are sort of chomping at the bit wanting to go for the NOFA, and there's nothing
to go for. Right. Subcontractors. And we have a little thing called the legislative session getting ready to gear up for you. We know this is going to coincide with that.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that what is really happening now is just kind of a side about this process and this project is that, Kate has been really researching thoroughly the fair housing implications of targeting populations for this program, and in her research that she's been doing, she's wondering if maybe that's the reason why HUD has been so coming with this NOFA is because they're also trying to ensure that we meet all fair housing requirements with the program. So that's that. Okay, so really the only other thing to discuss here is the next steps for the council. As you both know, that we have our May 15th quarterly in-person meeting of the whole council, and the agenda went out yesterday. Did both of you receive it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I, as you know, the review of the entire draft biennial plan will be a major component of that. And as it looks now, like now, I will be able to get that to you next week. And as well as getting some other items to you that we've been discussing, such as the possible TDHCA exceptional item letter, and then also the information about an RFP for the council budget recommendation. Did someone else just join us?
Jean did. I'm so sorry.
Hey, Jean. How are you doing?
Well, board members dropped in, and there you have it.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll give you a summary of all the things we volunteered you for while you...
Oh, great. Thank you. To fit in amongst all the things that aren't getting done. But that's okay. All right. So you are on Chapter 7?
Actually, we've moved pretty quickly. We were actually just talking about next steps, but we can back up if you...
No, I really... No, as I said in my email earlier, I haven't had time to really look through it at all. But
okay.
So carry on.
Well, and yeah, and I should have mentioned before, but I'll mention it, that obviously continue to email me if you have additional comments. You can either, you know, if you want to put them in track changes within the document and send it back to me, or if you just want to put it in within the body of the email, you know, please do. I'm still accepting all of that feedback.
Right.
Yeah, and so I was just mentioning the upcoming quarterly council meeting, and the agenda was sent out yesterday for that one. Also, moving forward with the public forums in June, so it was good that we were able to nail down the dates and times and locations and partners and all that. And so really I'm trying to gear up for the outreach component of that, so making sure that we have it on people's calendars, that we're reaching the right organizations at the local community level, both housing and service organizations. So I'm definitely trying to gear up for that piece now.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think if there's anything I missed. Any outstanding questions?
Actually, I wanted to announce something. I'm sort of involved there. At least there's TDA is having a Texas Rural Summit, and it's actually next week. So I'm sorry that's a short notice, but it's on the 8th. And the reason I bring it up is that's where that new Texas Rural Health and Economic Development Advisory Council, they'll be there at that.
Okay.
And
yeah, Kate Moore and I will be at that summit. You're talking about MET Summit, Motivational Education and Training?
No, I don't think so. Is it hosted by TDA and this other council? Let me send you all that. And the reason I bring it up is that's going to be the council that's going to make recommendations on the use of CDBG funding.
Okay, maybe there are two different things. They just happen to both happen.
Sounds like they are. And again, I apologize. I only hate to, I shouldn't talk shop like this, but I only know because at the last second I was tasked to do something, and so it's kind of like, oh, really? That's where that council will kick off. I think it's its inaugural or the second meeting of it. And
ours, I think, is the 9th.
You said the 8th, right?
This one says the 8th.
Okay, it is separate. Okay.
Texas Medical Association building, and cost $20. I think that's for lunch. So sorry, it cost you. I don't know if you could fast through lunch and get it for free or not. I'm not sure, but probably not. But anyway, if someone wanted to take advantage of kind of promoting a priority for the use of CDBG funding, that would be an opportunity. If you missed this one, there's going to be other meetings of that council as time progresses. So it's certainly something to become at least familiar with.
Yeah, that's great.
Because we got they're now. That's something we've never had before, where we have a statutory created council whose specific charge is to to look into the prioritization and the use of the CDBG funding, and so that's different, and that's where, you know, to the extent someone wanted to push service-enriched housing or who knows, whatever, that would be one good option for anyone interested.
Yeah, and that, Mark, I was going to ask, because you said that this advisory council, that they're just kind of getting started. Do they have any materials available on TDA's website yet?
Well, they just got the invitation out there, which I found, but I was trying to put something together as a little bit of forum, but again, one of my bosses is leading the effort, and so I'm not totally in the loop on it, but I did not see anything, so I think it's still being developed, even though it's getting very close. I wanted to remember to tell you all, so you could, and I'll send you this invite and anything else, so at least you can kind of maybe get it to other people that might be interested.
I can circulate.
I missed this one, but you know, there's going to be another one later. So.
Okay. Yeah, I can circulate, you know, this one and future ones to our council members, and also see if it's possible to attend. And obviously, keep an eye on this advisory council though, because it sounds like once they get going and start accepting public comments, that this may be an avenue for the council.
Yeah, I certainly think so, because that's going to be their role, is to listen to public input and to advise on the prioritization of the funding.
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I'll email that to you.
Okay.
Sounds to me like we need to stuff the mailbox.
Okay. All right. So any other outstanding questions, anything for the full council meeting on the 15th?
Not for me.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Well, this was short, but that's okay because I know we're all really busy. And I've put all the chapters into one big plan that I intend to get to you all. Before the 15th, I'm going to try to get it to you next week so you have time to review it, and as well as other documents that are on the agenda. So please feel free to call or email, and have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you much.